I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
You know, last week on Family Fun in the Kitchen, we talked about soup. Mm-hmm. This week, we're going to talk about something that could go with the soup as well as other things.
Oh, yes. This accompaniment is wonderful. And where the soup isn't crunchy, these are crunchy.
Ooh, crunchy.
Yes. And it only requires 7 ingredients. I call these the simple 7 cheddar bits. And really, the recipe comes from a very well-known foodie, Martha Stewart, and this was from her Martha Stewart Bakes program. It's really quite easy to assemble this recipe, LaVon, because it uses a food processor to mix up all these 7 ingredients. And if a food processor isn't in your home, you can certainly use a mixer, or, you know, when you get right down to it, you actually do it by hand, too.
And just as a little more of a challenge.
Yes.
It's a little more work than pushing that pulse button, but possible to do. But now, this is crackers. You know, making crackers is kind of not on my list.
Not usually on mine either, but when I saw this on her television show, I thought this would be a great recipe to share. But before I did that, she made it, but I wanted to be sure that it worked for me too. Because sometimes when you find recipes, whether they be online or from a television show, and we even are aware of that with the recipes that we give out here too on our radio program, all of us are individually made and have different ways of handling ingredients and different ways of combining ingredients. And so, of course, we want the recipe to turn out the same time after time, or as what neighbor Sue down the street or Grandma Jones had. But because we're all uniquely made in that way and how we handle ingredients, it may not always turn out the same as someone else's. But I'm just always encouraging people to try it and see if you need to make any changes with the recipe. But this is how it has turned out for me. And when you give a recipe, you give a recipe that's turned out for you.
Absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, the cheddar cheese that is in this is the only cheese that is used. 2 cups cheddar cheese softened. Now, this can be cheese that you grate yourself and have the cheddar. What I used was a package of cheddar cheese. It was finely shredded cheddar cheese, and of course 2 cups. That was what one package was, so it made it very convenient and very easy to purchase that way. And I didn't have to do the hand grating.
Yeah, it's already done for you. Yes, I'm wondering. I know you've just tried the cheddar, but I'm thinking that you could put other cheese in there.
You could probably other firmer cheeses. I don't think you want to go with a really soft cheese. You might be able to add a little Colby cheese with this, or perhaps even a little bit of white cheese if you want that combination.
I'm thinking because you can buy that package pre-shredded that's called pizza cheese or whatever, and taco cheese and so on. And I'm thinking they probably would work in here too.
Of course. It's worth a try. I'd be willing to try it anyway to see. And I'm thinking maybe it would have the most effect in the baking process. Will the heat of the oven break down and soften that cheese too much? How will that interact then when getting a crisp cracker? This recipe makes about 80 to 100 squares.
Wow.
Yes, it does make quite a few squares. And of course, those are the little squares. You think about the little Cheez-It crackers that you make. But other than the 2 cups of cheddar cheese that's shredded, these ingredients call for cayenne pepper, just a small amount of paprika, a teaspoon of coarse salt, 1/2 cup cold butter, and of course, 1/2 cup is how many sticks, LaVon?
I think it's one.
You bet. It's one stick of butter cut into 8 pieces. So you still want that butter cold, but yet you want to be able to cut it in small pieces, especially before it goes into the food processor. 2 tablespoons of heavy cream. So we're not going necessarily light on the calories, but it is 2 tablespoons, which are needed to make a richer cracker, and you add that extra fat for holding those ingredients.
2 tablespoons?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's not very much.
No, it isn't. 2 tablespoons. And of course, when you're using, just a tip, because of the fat that's in cream, you may not get the entire tablespoon of cream off of the tablespoon when you put it into the food processor because it adheres to that tablespoon. So maybe what you want to do is give that tablespoon just a shot of nonstick spray before you measure out the cream, and it'll just easily come off, and you will definitely then get your full 2 tablespoons of cream. 1 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour. This is not cake flour or pie flour. This is or whole wheat flour. It's all-purpose flour. I do think that it would make a really interesting cracker if you did substitute some of the all-purpose flour for whole wheat flour.
Yes, I do too. Mm-hmm. It would be a bit of different texture, a bit of different mm-hmm. flavor. And I think as long as you don't overdo it, you know, if you still have the white flour in there, the normal, regular white flour, I think it would work.
Well, and in thinking of whole wheat flour, the white whole wheat flour would be an excellent substitute. You wouldn't certainly notice any of the particles that you might find in a red whole wheat flour. But either or, try it and see. But the recipe calls for 1.5 cups all-purpose flour. Then if you want to jazz it up a little bit, even more than what the cayenne and the paprika does, perhaps try some dried dillweed or some dried cilantro or fresh cilantro or parsley, just to give it a little color and a little zip. I'm always for trying new things and adding new ingredients, whatever fits my flavor mood of the day.
And again, that depends on individual taste. How mm-hmm. zippy do you want it?
Mm-hmm.
And so you could probably add a bit more paprika, a bit more cayenne if you really wanted that. And now I'm really going off here. You could probably even put some chili powder in a small amount. But I'm thinking if you haven't, especially if you haven't made crackers at all, and especially trying this recipe, it's maybe best to just do it
certainly
the way the basic recipe is, and then you can go crazy next time.
Yeah, that's right. So all these ingredients get put into the food processor, and they are processed together. Just put on pulse, until the dough is formed. Then it will form into a ball. Then it requires some shaping and some hands-on activity. And, of course, this is where it's fun for adults and for children to get clean hands. I emphasize clean hands. And roll out that dough into a rectangle. Or if you don't have a rolling pin, a jar can work. Maybe you have a mayonnaise jar on hand, a different size bottle. Or just pat it out with the fingers.
Now, does it need to be cooled before you do the patting out?
It does not. You pat it out first and then cut the rectangle into quarters. Then it's refrigerated. It's wrapped and refrigerated for 30 minutes. Because I would imagine by that point in time, too, the butter and the cream are soft enough, and with the manipulation of the fingers and the rolling pin, it's going to start to make a firmer dough. But you've gotten it to this point already, where it's into smaller rectangular pieces. Then after it's cooled, then it will be put into the smaller pieces and then baked.
What size pan are you putting this into?
I believe when I did this, it's that I used a jelly roll size pan, or it could also use a cookie sheet, maybe a larger cookie sheet, because this will be made, once they're cut into inch squares, they will be put into the oven for 325 degrees for about 15 to 17 minutes.
Okay, not much baking time there.
And what I also did, when I did put it on my cookie sheet, I lined that cookie sheet with either parchment paper, or I'm a big believer in using the Teflon baking sheets.
Silpat, I think, is the commercial name
mm-hmm,
for it.
Mm-hmm, because they just do such a great job of making a very beautifully browned product on the bottom without burning, and it keeps the pan clean too, so that you have less cleanup.
And they're not likely to stick like they might otherwise.
Yes.
And can you put the Silpat in the dishwasher?
I believe you can. I usually just wipe mine off and dry them. I wash them off by hand and dry them
Just do that right away and
mm-hmm.
then it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. And then you're not getting any residue that's still left on there. For instance, if you made the cheddar crackers, then the next time you use that Silpat and use it for cookies, then you're not going to taste a spicy cheddar cracker on the bottom of a cookie.
Maybe don't want paprika taste in your chocolate chip cookies.
No, it'd be nice. It'd be new. It would be new.
Yeah, yes. we that's more of that savory, sweet kind of thing that mm-hmm. People are liking. And so
think of serving these crackers with all those different flavor combinations with the cheddar cheese and the spices with some fresh fruit. Might a great accompaniment for that with toasted nuts. Maybe you have some walnuts, some almonds, some pecans, maybe pistachios. They'd be lovely with that. Or even olives. There are so many different olives that are out there, different stuffed in olives that could be really exciting. And, of course, all the different soups that are out there.
You bet. And enjoy.
You betcha. We'll put this recipe for the Simple 7 Cheddar Bits on our website at kjan.com. Click on programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nini. The recipe will be there, some pictures of when I made it and those make processing steps, along with this podcast. So we hope that you will try this recipe and enjoy it this winter and even going into the summertime with salads. So remember now, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.